Shri Krishna friends, welcome to the new podcast of Hindu Media Wiki. Today we are going to discuss a very important question. So many people ask that, is our destiny predetermined? If yes, then why do our actions affect our karma? You may have read some stories which do show that a person's destiny is predetermined. Like for example, it was decided that Bhagavan Krishna, the 8th son of Devaki, will kill Kansa. So if every action of living being is predetermined, then why are we reborn as another animal? Or if human, then why do we have problems because of our bad karmas? We can also take an example of a Jyotish who predicts our future, which is also a sign of predetermined destiny. So if our destiny is predetermined, then there is nothing as karma, and if we have karma, then why are our lives predestined? An individual can do good things in order to get over his bad karmas, but if he is not destined to do so, he will not, which will increase bad karma for him. Hence, you would like to understand the difference between predetermined destiny versus karma. So this is a very good question, because most of us often wonder about it many times, and I'm going to explain it with example, so it will be a bit lengthy, so please listen it with patience. So first of all, let's get an idea about three types of karma. We in Hinduism believe in karmic theory. To know why we have to reborn, even though we underwent and experienced same karmic outcome in the same life, we need to understand the three types of karma. So these three types of karma is Sanchita karma, Prarabdha karma, or Agama karma. So let's look at the what is Sanchita karma. So as we know, the coming of existence, or let's say creation, and ceasing of existence, or let's say dissolution, have been going on infinitely. Hence, a Jivatma also takes a birth and dies infinite times in it. As a Jivatma continue his life, he engages in numerous kind of actions, both good and bad. But his single lifetime may not be enough to experience the result of all his actions. And because a reaction must follow an action, to experience the reaction of his own action, the Jiva has to take birth again accordingly to his karma. So which three types of karma determine what kind of birth you are going to take and what you are going to experience? So first of them is called Sanchita karma. Now the thing is, because a Jivatma takes countless births, his actions are also countless. So all the unexperienced pending reaction of the Jivatma that are due to be experienced are stored as a Sanchita karma. You can say Sanchita karma of a Jiva is too large, nearly infinite. Second type of karma is called Prarabdha karma. So as we see, you know, Sanchita karma of a Jiva is too large and almost infinite. Only a portion of that Sanchit karma can be experienced in one lifetime. So that portion of karma which determines most events and type of life of a Jivatma is known as a Prarabdha karma. It is this Prarabdha karma that determines the spices of life and the major event in life. The third type of karma is called Agami karma. Because a Jivatma is not only experiencing reaction to his past life actions, but also engaged in a newer ones. all his present life actions get accumulated and no one has a agami karma. This karma will either yield result in same life, or if they do not get experienced, then they will get stored as a sanchita karma to influence the future life of the jivatma. Now that we have know these three types of karma, we will go back to our original question, that are our destinies predetermined? So yes, they are. Destiny means a set of event and experience that are certain to happen in a particular person's life. So most major events in our lives are predefined. For example, where and to which family we will be born, what type of job we will be doing, what incident and life we will be experiencing are predefined. But for any event to manifest, a certain set of actions are also required. Hence, for the manifestation of certain predefined events, the necessary actions will also have to take place. That is why certain actions are also predefined, and this set of preordained actions are known as a prarabdha karma. And for the actions to manifest, we will need to have that kind of desire and mindset. Hence, people's likings, nature, etc. are also acquired as per their past actions. For example, due to a past wrong action, Shishupal and Vakradanta in their previous life as a guard in Vaikuntha got cursed and had to take birth as a demon. And Kansa in his previous birth was a demon Kalnemi and was cursed by Hiranyakashipu. And because they were predestined to be killed by Krishna, most of their actions were also destined to be wrong and demonic in nature. Now the major question is, if destiny is predefined, then why do our action affect our karma? Like, if whatever I will do in my life is already predefined, then certainly I shouldn't be held accountable for my actions. After all, it's all fated. Why should my actions count? Why should they affect my karma? See, these are valid questions. But the point is, not all our actions are predefined. Only those set of actions that will give rise to a predetermined events are predefined. And in our life, we do both kind of actions, predefined and not defined. Those set of actions that were not predefined are known as a agami karma or accumulating actions. It is mostly these actions that affect our karma, not the predestined ones. Generally, preordained events and actions being effects in our past life actions, once experienced, they get balanced out. But the agami karma, being a newer actions that we do in this present life, gets stored to be experienced later. So let's look at one example for better understanding. Suppose you had done so many good work in your previous life, and for that reason you are destined to be wealthy and famous. So if in this life you have become an engineer or programmer, then you will feel attracted to develop a software that it will become a famous and earn you money. So most of your actions will be towards fulfilling that objective. You will be programming day in and day out and doing lots of things for achieving it. But along with that, you will be doing many other actions that are in a way relevant to your destined objective. For example, you may see a person who needs some help, you help him out. You might scold or abuse someone for no reason, maybe out of anger, and many other little things you will be doing that no way contribute to your destined objective. So those set of minor and major actions that do not contribute to your destined experience of wealth and fame are stored to be experienced later and we call them agami karma. And those set of actions like programming, planning, etc., that do contribute to your destined objective are generally not considered unless the sense of doership is attached to them. And they are called prarabdha karma. So now on screen you can see this thing in a flow of karma in a diagram. Now one more question is, you know, how can an individual possibly get rid of bad karma if it has already been defined in his destiny? The short answer is, unfortunately, one cannot. There is no way to escape from the effects of actions without experiencing their result. Just like an arrow already shot cannot be taken back, prarabdha karma that has already set out in motion cannot be escaped from. It will catch you sooner or later. However, preordained karma that has been already rolled out cannot be taken back, and one has to experience his prarabdha just for the current life. Even after realization of knowledge of Brahma. But a true Jnani sees everything as a Brahma, and hence prarabdha karma doesn't affect his mind. Apart from Jnana, by devotion and grace of God, also one gets liberation from all his stored sinful actions like prarabdha karma. This has been told in a Bhagavad Gita 18.66, where Krishna said, abandoning all kinds of dharma, if you surrender only to me, I will give you liberation from all sins. You need not worry. I hope this podcast has cleared many of your doubt, and in the coming podcast we will look at some of the related concepts related to prarabdha karma.